ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 8, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
சங்கராய நமஸ்துப்யம், மங்களாய நமோ நம, தனானாம் பதயே துப்யம், அண்ணானாம் பதயே நம, ஆத்மாதி பதயே துப்யம் நமோ மீடுஷ்டவாய ச. எவ்ரி லைன் இட் செல்ஃப் டாக்ஸ், யூனோ, லிங்க்ஸ் இட் வித் த வேதாஸ். சங்கராய, சங்கராய ச மயஸ்கராய ச, சங்கரா மீன்ஸ் த டூயர் ஆஃப் குட். மங்களாய, த அகெயின் லைக் ஹீ இஸ் மோஸ்ட் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ். நமசிவாய ச, நமசிவாய மீன்ஸ் த ஆல் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் டெய்டி. சிவதராய ச, நமசிவாய ச சிவதராய ச. ஸோ தேர் இஸ் நோ ஒன், சிவதராய மீன்ஸ் தேர் இஸ் நோ ஒன் மோர் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் தேன் யூ. யூ ஆர் த மோஸ்ட் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் பர்சனாலிட்டி. மங்களாம்பிகா சமேதா ஆதி கும்பேஸ்வராய நம, சர்வ மங்களாம்பிகா சமேதா பள்ளிக்கொண்டேஸ்வராய நம. மாதா இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் இஸ் மங்களாம்பிகா, த டூயர் ஆஃப் குட், த மோஸ்ட் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ். அண்ட் தனானாம் பதயே, தனானாம் பதயே, ஹீ இஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ரிச்சஸ். You know, if you want something that is material, he can give you. He can give you anything. He can give you the, even the post of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Aishwarya, splendor, everything. Tubhyam, annanam pataye namaha. Annanam pataye namo. The lord of food. That's, with this only Purusha Suktam says, utamritatvasyeshanaha yet annena tirogati. உதாமிருத்தேஷானா, ஹீ இஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபுட். மகாதேவ் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் அஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபுட். அண்ட் தென் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆத்மன், யூ ஆர் த ஆத்மாதிபதய, யூ ஆர் பரமாத்மா அண்ட் த மோஸ்ட் பவுண்டிஃபுல் காட். பஞ்சபூதாதிபதயே காலாதிபதயே நம, நம ஆத்மாதிபதயே திசாம் ச பதயே நம. யூ ஆர் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த குவார்ட்டர்ஸ், நார்த் ஈஸ்ட் சவுத் அண்ட் வெஸ்ட். திசாம் ச பதயே கம்ஸ் இன் ருத்ரம். பஞ்சபூதாதிபதயே, பஞ்சபூத ஸ்தலம் வீசே, ரைட், தெர் ஆர் அர்த், வாட்டர், ஃபயர், ஏர் அண்ட் ஈத்தர். அக்னிரிதி பஸ்ம, வாயுரிதி பஸ்ம, வியோமேதி பஸ்ம, ஜலமிதி பஸ்ம, ஸ்தலமிதி பஸ்ம. இஸ் மந்திராஸ் கம் இன் த பஸ்மஜாபால உபநிஷத் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ இன் த அதர்வஸ்ரீரஸ் உபநிஷத். இஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தோஸ் ஃபைவ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ். ஹீ இஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் அர்த், வாட்டர், ஃபயர், ஏர் அண்ட் ஈத்தர். காலாதிபதையே, யூ ஆர் காலகாலா. You know, in order to save Markandeya and Shweta Maharshi, you placed your left foot on the chest of Kaladeva and decided to even kill him. You are kala kala, maha kala, kanta kala. Vishwakartre maheshaya, vishwabhartre pinakine, vishwahartre agni netraya, vishwarupaya vai namaha. You are the creator of the universe, O Maheshwara, and pinakine, you hold the pinaka bow. Pinaka hastaha krittivasaha, it comes. Havyavatatanva pinaka hastaha krittivasaha. Vinakam vibradagahi, Rudram also says that. And the sustainer of the universe, you sustain the universe, including Brahma and Narayana. And with the fire that comes out of your third eye, you destroy the universe, O Mahadeva. And Vishwarupaya vai namaha. Virupebhyo Vishwarupebhyascha vo namo namo. You are three-eyed and you are Vishwarupi, you are present as this universe. Urdvare tam virupaksham Vishwarupaya vai namo namaha. Rudram also says that. Mahanarayana Upanishad says that. And then, Ishanate Tatpurusha Namo Aghorayate Sada Vamadeva Namastestu Sadhyojataya Vai Namaha. We have seen this. The five-faced form of Lord Shiva, Sadhyojata Vamadeva Aghora Tatpurusha Ishana. That is the latest lecture that I have uploaded yesterday. One can check it out. It talks about the five faces of Lord Shiva and the references from the various Upanishads, Puranas, Smritis, Upapuranas, Itihasas are told in the latest lecture that I have uploaded, part 4 in YouTube. Bhuti Bhushaya Bhaktanam Bhiti Bhanga Pradayine Namo Bhavaya Bhargaya Namo Rudraya Meeduse. Bhuti Bhushaya, you have Vibhuti, Basma all over your body. Bhaktanam Bhiti Bhanga Pradayine. Bhiti means that fear. The devotees are actually fearful of the worldly existence, always. So, Bhanga Pradayine, you destroy that fear of your devotees, O Mahadeva, Jaimini Maharshi says. Namo Bhavaya, Huftanuvakam starts off by saying Bhavaya, who is the cause of creation. Bhargaya. This is very interesting. Where does it come? In Gayatri Mantram. Om Bhurbhuvasuvah Tatsaviturvareyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyoyo Nak Prachodayat. Bharga means the remover of sins. Apapa Kashini. The sinless personality only can relieve you from all the sins, not a person who is bound by sins. So Mahadeva is that sinless personality, or he actually, not sinless is not the word. He is beyond Papa Punya. He is beyond sins and virtues. So he can remove all your sins. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Gayatri Mantram. So Bhargaya, he says, Sahasrambhaya Sambhaya Sahasra, and then Namo Rudraya Meeduse. Meeduse. So Meedushta Mashivata Mashivona Sumana Bhava, that also comes in the Vedas. Meedusha. Sagasrambhaya Sambhaya Sagasra Bhishave Namaha Sagasra Bhakave Tubhyam Sagasrakshaya Meeduse. Oh, thousand-eyed, oh, thousand, you know, thousand-legged personality, and then thousand faces, and then Sagasrashirushak Purushaha Sagasrakshas Sagasrapat Sabhumim Vishpato Vritva Atyadishtadashang Gulam. Now, thousand means not thousand, actually. So, it means there are many, even the Vedas cannot understand how many faces Mahadeva has. Vishvatash Chakshuruta, his eyes are present all over the universe. His faces are present all over the universe. So, thousand is just a number. So, thousand means not thousand. So, there are so many actually. So, the Vedas actually just say thousand. Sukapolaya somaya sulala lataya subhrave sudehaya namastubhyam sumradi kaya meeduse. Oh Mahadeva, you have nice cheeks. Su, you know, sukapolaya, kapolaya, and then sudehaya means you have a nice body, and then you have nice cheeks. And then you have a nice forehead, you have nice eyebrows. Subhruve, and you have a nice body. Your form itself is eternal. And that is the object of meditation, and that is the object of surrender also. And then you are extremely compassionate. He says, Bhavaklesha Nimitta Bhavaklesha Nimittoru Bhayacheda Krite Sada Namastubhyam Ashadaya Sahamanaya Meeduse. You dispel the fear of this worldly existence. Now that's what the Vedas also say. Mrityunjaya Mantram. And then Prapadye Sadhyojatam Prapadhyami. I surrender to Sadhyojata to get relieved of the worldly existence. Prapadye Sharanam Devam Varadam Bhuvaneshwaram, Vyasa Maharshi says. Tameva Chadhyam Purusham Prapadye, 15:4. Krishna says to Arjuna, Tameva Chadhyam Purusham Prapadye. Go and surrender to that Veda Purusha, Paratpara Purusha Mahadeva, who is in the heart of all the living entities. Vandeham Devam Ananda Sandoham Lasya Sundaram Samasta Jagatam Natam Sadasas Patim Adbhutam. No, who is completely a mass of bliss. You receive that highest bliss only by, you know, you can go behind temporary pleasures in this world, but everything has an end. You know, everything is temporary, not eternal. So that eternal bliss can be obtained only from Mahadeva, and who is beautiful in his dance, who has a smiling face, and who is the lord of all the worlds, and who is the wonderful Sadasaspati, who is the lord of the golden cosmic hall. We saw that. Ardhala kamavastrardha mastyut pala dalasrajam ardha pumlakshanam vande purusham krishna pingalam. See, purusham krishna pingalam. So here the ardhanari swarupam is beautifully described. So you are that personality who is half man and half woman. And also Veda Purusha, you are Veda Purusha. Purusham, that's why the Purusham word comes here. Purusho Vairudraha. Krishna Pingalam. Now I have uploaded many videos, short videos, one can refer it. So Krishna Pingalam comes in the Bhasmajabala Upanishad, Brihadjabala Upanishad, Mahanarayana Upanishad, And also in various sections in the Puranas, Krishna Pingala is a very, very specific epithet for used for Lord Shiva. Krishna means dark, that refers to Mata Parashakti. Pingala means golden or yellow, that refers to Paramashiva. So Krishna Pingalam. Great personalities like even like Bhattabhaskara and Sayanacharya have interpreted this Krishna Pingalam as the Dhyanam of Uma Maheshwara. So Purusham Krishna Pingalam, that comes. Sakrit Panata, see every verse has a Vedic link. That's quite interesting. That makes you read it again and again. That's the speciality of this Veda Padahim. Sakrit Paranata Samsaram Ahasagara Tarakam Pranamami Tam Ishanam Jagatastastu Shaspatim. O Ishana, Uta Amritatvasya Ishanaha. When we split that, we come to know the meaning that Ishana is the Lord who gives, who grants immortality. He alone is immortal. So only the immortal Lord can grant you immortality. No one else. The one who is bound by birth and death cannot grant you. Vishnu Rayurudha Kritam. 108th chapter Padma Purana Patala Kanda 70th verse says, Chatur Nishvasa Matrena Vishnor Ayur Udakritam. The four inhalings of Vishnu is the entire lifespan of Brahma. The four inhalings of Maheshwara is the entire lifespan of Vishnu. Even Brahma and Vishnu are bound by birth and death. Naham Janami Ka Shrutihi. Krishna says to Radha, Naham Janami. I am not aware of his age. Even the Shrutis, even the Vedas do not know his age. So which means Mahadeva is ageless. So he can grant that immortality. So Ishana, and then I bow down to him to cross the ocean of worldly existence, to cross the samsara. Samsara Beshajam, Parashara Maharshi says in the first verse of the Parashara Upapuranam, Sauramandala Madhyastam Sambam Samsara Beshajam, who relieves from the worldly existence. Shiva Eko Dyayaha Sarva Manyat Parityajya, casting aside everything, sarvamanyat parityajya, casting aside everything, just meditate on Lord Shiva. As he is the giver of prosperity and he is the giver of bhoga, he is the giver of moksha. Just surrender to him, casting aside everybody. Sarvajnam sarvagam sarvam kavim vande tam ishwaram yatascha yajusha sadhra sardha mrichak samani jagnire. Sarvajnam, he is the all-knowing personality. Sarvagaha, so Sarvanana, Shvetashvatara Upanishad says, Sarvanana, Shiro, Grivaha, Sarva Bhuta Guhashayaha, Sarva Vyapisa Bhagavan Stasmat, Sarvagatakshivaha. His presence is everywhere. Sarvagam, that's what Jaimini Maharshi says, Sarvam, Sarvo Vai Rudraha. His presence is everywhere and he is beyond the universe also, Vishwadipo Rudra Maharshi. Kavim, this is quite interesting. So Kavim also comes in the Upanishads. Which means actually who is the knower of everything. So Anantam Avyayam Kavigum Samudrentam Vishvashambhavam. Kavigum, it comes in the Vedas for Upanishads for Lord Shiva. And then you are the, you know, all the Rigvedam, Samavedam, Yajurvedam and Atharvana Vedam originated from you, O dear Mahadeva. Haram Surani Yantaram Haram Tam Hamanantaha Yadagnaya Jagat Sarvam Vyapya Narayanastitaha. I bow down to that Mahadeva who annihilates, who destroys everything and who restrains and checks the Devas, who actually, because the Devas are bound to destruction. Brahma, Vishnu and Indra are positions. They appear and, you know, they are bound by birth and death. So, you know, you are the one who is in charge of, you know, giving the positions of Brahma and Vishnu and Indra to qualified individual souls. And at your behest, Narayana pervades the universe. So this is quite interesting. Antar Bhagishcha Tatsarvam Yapya Narayana Sthitaha, Narayana Suktam says. So initially, as I have mentioned, one can refer the video also, Narayana Suktam video. Narayana is described as the meditator. And he is the greatest of the individual souls and he is that qualified individual soul. And that's why he is mentioned as the meditator. And he is meditating on Parashakti Mata and Paramashiva. That's how the thing goes. But he is described as all-pervading. So how he acquires that all-pervasiveness? Rudra Bhaktyatu Krishnena Jagat Vyaptam Mahatmana. By engaging in Shiva Bhakti for millions and millions of years, he has acquired that all-pervasiveness. Bhishma says in Anushasana Parvam 14th chapter. And then, Sa Esha Rudra Bhaktascha Keshavo Rudra Sambhavaha. By engaging in Shiva Bhakti, he has acquired that all-pervasiveness. Vyasa says that in 201st chapter of the Drona Parvam. So, everywhere, even Narayana does a stuti. We see that in the 201st chapter, you know, for 200,000 years. And then after seeing Mahadeva, who is the greatest of the greatest and the smallest of the smallest, he does a beautiful stuti. And then Mahadeva is completely satisfied and then he says, Apivai samaram gatva bhavishyasi mamadikaha. Now always the bhakta, you know, he is always willing to give boons. He is a bountiful God and he is always willing to give boons to his dear devotees. So even if you have to battle with me in the future, oh my son Vishnu, you will defeat me. That is also a gift or that is also a boon that is given by Mahadeva to Vishnu. So Narayana pervades, Yapya Narayana Sthitaha, he pervades the entire universe by the grace of Maheshwara, Samba Shiva, and Mahadeva is described as beyond the universe. Vishva yo devanam prabhavaschodbhavascha vishvadipo rudro maharshihi hiranyagarbham janayama sapurvam sano buddhyashabaya samyunattu. He is purvam to Brahma and Narayana. But Narayana is, when compared to, you know, compared to other jiva tattvas or when compared to other individual souls, Narayana is special. He has the amsha of Mata Parashakti and he is always devoted to Mata Parashakti and Paramashiva. So he has acquired that all-pervasiveness by the grace of Maheshwara. And that's why Jaimini Maharshi says, at whose behest, you know, at whose behest, Mahadeva's behest, Narayana pervades the universe. Not independently. He is not independent. Swarat is Mahadeva alone. Independent is Mahadeva alone. He is dependent. When Narayana and Brahma are dependent on Mahadeva. By the grace of Lord Shiva, he is pervading. Tam namami Mahadevam yanniyoga yanniyoga didam jagat kalpadau bhagavan dhata yata purvam akalpayat. And then here he says that even Brahma became the creator by engaging in bhakti to you. Ishwaram tamaham devam yasya lingam aharnisham yajante saha bharyabir Indra Jyeshto Marudganaha. Everybody, all the Devas, Maruts and Indra, Brahma and Vishnu, they engage in Linga Puja, Linga Upasana, along with their Bharyas, along with their, you know, along with their wives, Lakshmi and Vishnu, Saraswati and Brahma, Indra and Indrani, Surya and Chaya, Agni and Swaha, etc. The moon and the moon's wife, Brihaspati and Brihaspati's wife, etc., etc., etc. Everybody, they worship the Linga. And this is what is related in, is told in the Parashara Upapuranam 16th chapter. Dadati sarvajantunam achiradeva sattama raudram lingam mahavishnur bhaktya shuddham shilamayam charuchitram samabhyarche labdavan paramam patam. Everybody, now, Brahma and Indra and Vishnu acquired Vaikuntham, Satyalokam and Swargalokam by the grace of Lord Shiva. They acquired prosperity by the grace of Lord Shiva. They acquired their respective wives, Lakshmi, Saraswati and Indrani by the grace of Lord Shiva. Vishnu acquired the Maya Shakti by the grace of Lord Shiva. He became Padmalochana, Pundarikaksha by the grace of Lord Shiva after offering one of his eyes. That also comes in the stuti. We'll be seeing that. And he acquired the Sudarshana Chakra by the grace of Lord Shiva. Lalate Dharanam. So with this only, there is a beautiful place in the Rigvedam. This is connected to the Rigvedam verse. 5th canto, 3rd chapter, 3rd verse, which talks about Vishnu acquiring Vaikuntham by the grace of engaging in, by the grace of Lord Shiva and by engaging in Shiva Bhakti. And we also have in the Padma Puranam Patala Kandam, 105th chapter, which highlights the importance of the sacred ash. 131st verse talks about Lakshmi being a Lingadhari. Lalate dharanam shastam yata lakshmiyadritam shubham. Lalate, she has the linga on her forehead and worships Lord Shiva eternally. Tadasmai satatam, and then continuing, tadasmai satatam kurmo namah kamalakantaye uma kucha pato raskaya te rudra shiva tanuhu. Yate rudra shiva tanu raghora papakashini. Rudra shiva tanu comes in rudram. And we offer obeisances, we offer prostrations to that auspicious body. You know, again and again, the Mahadeva's divine form is highlighted. He is divine, he is spiritual, he is eternal. His form, his body is actually that object of meditation. And then you have the splendor and refulgence. You have great effulgence coming out of your body. Tejaha. Yo vai rudraksa bhagavan yaccha tejas tasmai vai namo namaha. Comes. And then uma kucha patoraskaya. And also Jaimini Maharshi goes on to say, I want to also glorify the chest of yours, which is touched by the breasts of Mata Parashakti. Now this is divine. This is not like something like a man and woman in this material world hugging together. This is like the divine father and mother. The cause of the causes, the cause, ultimate cause. So this is completely divine. This is not like something that is material. So here he glorifies, I am glorifying the chest of Mahadeva, which is touched, you know, which is touched by Uma Mata's breasts. We bow down to that chest of Lord Shiva. He says, Namaste Rudra Bhavaya, Namaste Rudra Kelaye, Namaste Rudra Shantyaicha, Namaste Rudra Manyave. Rudra Manyave, O anger personified. Namaste Rudra Manyava Uta. Manyava Uta, where Rudram starts off by saying Rudra Manya. Manyu Suktam is also there in the 10th canto, 83rd chapter and 84th chapter of Rigvedam. That's also beautiful. 14 verses glorifying Sharabeshwara, because he takes the form of Sharabeshwara to destroy the Ahankara of Narasimha, Kalabhairava to destroy the Ahankara of Brahma, Veerabhadra to destroy the Ahankara of Devas and also other Asuras. And then Rudra Bhavaya, Rudra Kelaye. Your activities are fierce. Now here we have to note the point. Mahadeva is not that fierce personality. Lord Shiva is that, you know, ultimate Saumya Rupa. But he takes those fierce forms in order to frighten and punish the wicked. He is the frightener of the people who try to disturb his devotees. That word also comes in Rudram. He is the frightener of people who try to disturb his devotees. Bhimaya. Narasimha tries to destroy the entire universe. And then Mahadeva comes in the form of Sharabeshwara to frighten and destroy Narasimha. Likewise, Brahma is bound by Kama. And then Mahadeva creates Kalabhairava. Now Kalabhairava is like a Mukta Jiva. And then he comes and destroys the Ahankara of Brahma. Likewise, Veerabhadra. He creates Veerabhadra out of his hair locket to destroy the Ahankara of the Devas. He was not... Mata Parashakti and himself were not invited. When the Vedas say, Avo Raja, he is the king of the sacrifices. How can you do something? How can you perform a sacrifice without inviting the king and queen? And Dadichi Maharshi would curse Daksha. So, like that, you know. And then Shantyai, you are also Shanti, you are peace personified. Shanti also comes in the Achamanam for Lord Shiva according to the Shiva Vishishta Advaita tradition. Namo Om Shambhave Swaha, Om Shankaraya Swaha, Om Shantaya Swaha. And then moving on. Suretara Vadhu Hara Harini Harayanite Anyanyas Tranyaham Tuna Idam Tebhyo Karam Namaha. You know? Whatever weapons that you have in your hands, O Mahadeva, his weapons are glorified. You know, his bow and arrow are glorified in the very beginning of Rudram. And there, whatever weapons that you have, they remove the necklaces of the wives of the Asuras. You know, so it removes the necklaces of the wives. So whenever the husband dies, then the wife should live a life of like sanctity. not, you know, not in the mood to enjoy the world or something like that. So that's how it has been. That's how the tradition, Sanatana Dharma tradition has been. And that's why here he says, you know, Jaimini Maharshi says, it removes, because the asuras are trying to, you know, conquer the universe. They are trying to create havoc. So you kill the asuras, and by that, indirectly he says, indirectly, he doesn't directly say you're killing the asuras. So indirectly he says, you remove your weapons, remove the necklaces of the wives of the asuras. Oh, Mahadeva, I make obeisance to those weapons, my prostrations to those weapons. And the weapons are also beautifully described in the in Rudram and various portion. Now, Pinaka Hastaha, it is told in the, comes in the Rudram and also in another place in the Krishna Yajurvedam Taittiriya Samhita. Raksha Mamagnyam Akshinam Ashikshitanam Ashikshitam Ananyagam Anartam Dinamapanne Daridram Neelalohitam. Neelalohita also comes in Rudram, you know. Neela Lohita, blue and red. So one of the Rudras, Kala Rudras are 11 in number. Now Kala Rudras are not Paramashiva for the new people who have joined. Mahadeva creates Rudra through his heart, and then that Rudra becomes 11 in number to destroy the universe. But Samba Shiva is beyond the 11 Rudras. So that is available in my channel, difference between Kala Rudra and Paramashiva. One can watch that video. So Neela Lohita also comes in the in Rudram. Rohita means Lohita means red. So like, if you see, you know, Mahadeva should be meditated in the middle of the sun. So which is like, you see the sun is actually, you know, sometimes red, actually red in complexion, and within that Mahadeva should be meditated upon. That Hiranyavarna Mahadeva, I seek shelter of that personality. And then Twameva Rakshitas Makamanyak Kaschinna Vidyate Tasmat Svikritya Devesha Rakshano Brahmanaspate. O Mahadeva, you know, he identifies himself. This is the nature of a devotee. You know, Jaimini Maharshi says, I am wicked. I am always thinking about wrong things. I am always thinking of like material pleasures. O Mahadeva, temporary things in my mind keep coming to me. And I'm always thinking of evil activities. Good thoughts don't come to my mind. You know, I don't see anybody else apart from you who can save me from this condition, from this bad condition. So you are that only personality who can save me. So this is the attitude of a devotee. Jaimini Maharshi is a great Maharshi. He himself says this, that, you know, he is thinking of evil activities. All his mind is always behind material pleasures. And then please save me, he begs to Mahadeva. And this is interesting. Tvamevo ma pate mata tvam pita mahaha tvam ayus tvam matis tvam shri ruta bratota naksaka. So you are the mother and father. You are my mother and you are my father. You are my grandfather. And you are my, you know, you are age at the end of the day. You are, and also you are prosperity. You are my brother, bratha. You are my brother and you are also my friend. That's what Jaimini Maharshi says to Lord Shiva. Everything is you. So there is a beautiful verse also, generally that is sung. Tvameva mata chapita tvameva tvameva bandushcha saka tvameva tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. You are that everything for me. You are mata, you are pita. You are Vidya, you are knowledge, you are Sakha, and you are everything for me. Tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. So that's what here also Jaimini Maharshi says. And then, Tvatsamo na prabhutvena falgutvena cha matsamaha tato deva mahadeva tvamasmakam tavasmasi. And then he says, he goes on to say that I cannot bear any insult that is done to your servants, that is done to the Shiva Ganas. Now, Shiva is insulted means, okay, fine, he will forgive that. But Shiva Ganas are insulted means, then he will not forgive that. He, you know, that is a, un, you know, that cannot, that mistake can never be forgiven. So that's what here he says, Jaimini Maharshi says, he glorifies the Shiva Ganas. We cannot endure any insult that is done to your servants, that is done to your devotees by wicked people, O Mahadeva. With that only Upamanyu Maharshi's mother says, Duvignyeyo, Duradaro. The Duratmas can never understand Mahadeva, O my dear child, Upamanyu, he says. So with that only he says here. And then, Tvameva Rakshitas Makamanya Kaschinna Vidyate Tasmat Svikritya Devesha Rakshano Brahmanaspate. So he says that he is the Lord, ultimate Lord, and he is the ultimate protector. And then Susmitam Basma Gaurangam Tarunaditya Vigraham Prasanna Vadanam Saurmya Gayetva Namasagiram. And then he sings a beautiful, you know, in reverential terms. I always sing of you. I always, you know, want to do a stuti about you. Whose smile is so sweet. You have a sweet smile, O Mahadeva. And you have ashes all over your body. And then your body is actually effulgent like the midday sun. Aditya Varnam. This is very beautifully connected with the Vedas. Aditya Varnam. Tamevam Vidvan Amrita Ihabhavati Nanyak Panta Ayanaya Vidyate. Vedahametam Purusham Mahantam Aditya Varnam Tamasak Parastat. Told in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, third chapter. And also it comes in Purusha Suktam. And you have a face with beaming with delight. O Mahadeva, I surrender to you. And also he says, Tvat Samona Prabhutvena Falgutvena cha matsamaha tato deva mahadeva tvamasmakam tvamasi tavasmasi. There is none that is equal to you in glory. You are the all glorious Lord, and there is none equal to me in worthlessness. You know, I am the most wicked. That's what he says. I am not even worthy to worship you. I am not even worthy to glorify you. O Mahadeva, this should be the attitude of a devotee. Even, you know, okay, we are Shiva Bhaktas. Even that, okay, that Ahankara should not enter our mind. Oh, I am a Shiva Bhakta. I am great. You know, that ego should not be there. So that's why here Jaimini Maharshi talks low of himself. Though he is a great personality, he says, okay, there is nothing equal to me. There is none equal to me in worthlessness. I am not even worthy of anything. So hence, you are mine, O Mahadeva, and I am yours, O Lord Shiva.